air. You're on air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Very, very special thanks to Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Man, that was good information he covered there.
He covered a lot, from teeth to youth
heat
to
workout, the whole thing, to
people old like you that are out of shape. I think he really checked all the boxes. I thought that was great.
And next week we've got his
guy. What is your age difference? Hang on.
Me and him?
She had a guess.
Several days.
What would you say, man?
I would have said about a year or two.
Can I be honest? I was thinking about this yesterday.
Four, five, six.
Because I read one of those things where it's like, you know, if you didn't know how old you were, how old would you think you were?
Ooh, nice.
Well, it said that for everybody. You know, these people are so hard on themselves. It's like, what would you be?
People ask me that all the time. I ask old people that all the time. I actually talked to my mom about that. Me, 32.
There you go.
For a lot of reasons. One is I feel that way, but secondly, that was a great time of my life. You know, I was just starting our business, and I love that entrepreneurial risk. Mm. Like, we didn't have a lot of money back then. Actually, we had none, but still, I thought that was a great time. So if somebody asked me how I feel, you know, you got the same eyes, I would look at life as a 32-year-old.
I'd be 36.
And
I feel like if I didn't know how old I was, I'd be 36. Because I always figured that would be the age, if I was a professional athlete, where I'd retire. So I feel like I'm right at the edge of being an elite athlete.
Okay.
That's what, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
I'd be retiring now.
There you go.
Makes sense to me. If I didn't know how old I was, I'd say 32. Because I would still, you know, we talk about new businesses, and I still feel that way in my heart and in my head, obviously. 36 because you feel like you're ending a successful career?
Yeah. And then, you know, now I'm, you know, yep.
Huh. And then you're just going to go sign autographs, give talks.
Yeah, because Lynn Dickey retired when he was 36. So I always thought I'd be kind of like the Lynn Dickey of my thing. So, Amanda, how old would you think we were if you didn't know how old we were?
Oh, boy.
That's a loaded question.
Yeah, careful.
Right. Go ahead.
We can influence her career.
Go ahead.
John.
Amanda.
John, I think.
Amanda.
I don't even know your actual ages.
Right. So,
People, quick poll. If you didn't know how old Jim and I were, how old would you think we were?
Okay. I'd say later 50s.
Looking of the two, I mean, how do you carry yourself? Is that part of the equation?
Let's just say if you didn't know, take a guess.
Sure.
I will tell you, my students think I'm younger than I am.
Okay.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
I never
told them. They told me they thought I was younger than you.
I never tell them.
My dad used to always say, keep moving. Nobody will notice.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
That is true.
Dennis from the glam band in the house.
I know.
Although I'm going to stop saying that. I'm just going to say Dennis Peters in the house because you have so many different entities besides the glam band, which of course is rock star status.
Which is different than personalities anyway.
But that other band that you're in that I watched on YouTube was sensational, and I loved that wheelhouse of music.
Thank you.
And now you got another thing taking place this weekend that I didn't know anything about. So, Dennis, multi-dimensional musician, tell us about what you've got going on this weekend.
That's funny. If you ask any musician, they'll say I'm just a singer. That's a musician
joke.
Do you
play guitar?
For those who are streaming, who can watch, look at these hands. See these hands? Small, smell like cabbage, like a carny. I broke this in four places. You see that lump right there?
I still see that.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's when you fell off the bleachers or something, right?
Yeah, so for me, holding my hand straight up is very difficult. It's more natural for me to have a hand position like this.
Wow.
So it's over like about 20, 30 degrees. So it's not, you know, it's more comfortable for that because I broke it. So to answer your question, no, not really.
Wow.
I can play a few chords. I can
do
a few runs.
But what were you, like 13 or something?
12,
12, and it's bothered you your whole life?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't bother you in the Army?
Okay.
Oh, you did?
Oh, let's just say situational awareness will keep you alive on the battlefield. A drill sergeant always said that, but I came into there with that. I had to. I always had to keep my head on a swivel.
Wow.
I had to make sure how I slept. I had to make sure how everything went, how I carried the backpack, you know, full battle rattle, everything. I always had to be watching, make sure I didn't get hurt.
Really?
24/7. Wow. Absolutely. Yeah, you bet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I got a text here. Terry from Cherry. Church picnic season is here. Coming out Sunday. It's supposed to be nice to see Big Mouth from 1 to 5 at Holy Cross Church on Bay Settlement Road.
That is a great picnic.
You're not going to like Terry's second text.
Okay, let me see it. Let me see it.
You want to see it? Yeah. Okay, give me a second. See it. Okay.
We don't read it if it's...
We'll see.
As they say, bring the noise.
Yeah, bring... Oh, my Lord.
Told you.
Terry.
It's great for radio.
Mino 75, Mayor 70.
What?
What?
Come on.
We're not reading his...
No. How many push-ups do you think either one of us can do?
Oh, that's different. Okay, that's...
That's what that one is. Yeah, sure. Okay, gotcha.
That's more better.
Jeez, I'm not even... 75? I'll never live to 75.
We're not going to plug his... We're not going to plug his church picnic. That is a fun church picnic out there.
And Big Mouth, it's always a party.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Other people have said about 55 otherwise.
Okay.
So.
For me or for him?
For me.
Both.
Well, okay.
No, you, I'm a little younger than that.
I will say this. I think I look a little more weathered than you.
Yeah, it's because you've got a lot more alcohol and drugs through your body.
Oh, my God.
What?
A and D.
Beyond belief. That is libelous. That is slander. That is libel.
John, you got to admit.
No.
You burned a candle a little bit more than I did.
Operators are standing by to take your call.
On both
right
sides.
Wow.
Is this an intervention going on here?
I think it is.
Welcome to the last episode of Mino and the Mayor.
That's libel.
And drugs, no, none, zero, never.
I heard of drugs are bad.
Well, man. I didn't mean it like that. I meant it like that stuff you take all the time.
Gummies. Which I buy right here at the market 50 feet away from us.
And those are, okay.
They're totally legal.
All right. I don't put a lot of chemicals in my body anymore. So I think that helped.
All right.
Speaking of that, stay away from the Delta.
But you're the one who said you looked a little more weathered. So I just do. You do. I agree, dude. But
I got
this one
because Jim is so crotchety, he shows his age more.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you. Yeah.
How do you measure that? How do you measure that in years, anyways?
Crotchiness.
Well, I don't want to be. I really don't want to be a curmudgeon, and I'm afraid I'm
a little late for that one.
Not a little late, but sometimes I catch myself and sometimes I'll say something and I'll be like, oh my God, my dad just said that. And he wasn't a curmudgeon. He was pretty positive, but I just don't want to be that guy.
There's a difference, though, between being opinionated and a curmudgeon.
Right, that is true.
And I wouldn't say it's a fine line, but it's a balance line.
If you've ever worked with a curmudgeon, you know what a curmudgeon is.
There's just everything.
Where you walk in, hey, good morning, how you doing? You're not going to believe it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, what's good? Yeah, good morning. What's good about it?
Those guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I don't want to be like
all
that.
All sand. Yes.
And I still have a lot of hope for a lot of things. But, I sometimes get a little critical, and I got to watch that.
Oh, my God. Does he get critical?
I got to watch it. It's the new me now, John. I told you. I'm working on it.
You know, this age game can go the other way. You guys have no idea how old I am, so how old do you think I am?
Oh,
I got two kids.
You don't ask a guy. You don't ask a guy that question.
I'm not your typical lady. It's fine.
No, we're not touching.
No,
we're
not.
There's no way this could turn out good.
Yes,
out of fear. Right.
No
right.
way. It's
fear
not humanly possible.
No
not
matter what,
possible.
This will not end well. So
I was going to say, if it's wrong, it's okay. My birthday's next week. You're going to be wrong.
No, we're not.
We're moving on.
Dennis, that was all yours, buddy.
I got nothing.
No,
I got
Shakespeare in the Park. That's coming up. I know that's this weekend. Jeff Merkus was promoting that, Shakespeare in the Park over at Whitney, but we'll get to that a little bit later.
Oh, cool.
He sent me a text on that.
I want to know more about your acoustic thing, though, this
All right,
coming
let's
weekend.
Let's talk about that.
Okay, Sunday with my friend Craig Hawkinson, he and I were in Sonic Circus together a long time ago, and he and I keep in touch. We do shows every once in a while, and we just started picking up some acoustic stuff on occasion just to pass the time and have some fun, tell lies, play some different music, and... on a very laid-back scale.
So, like, what kind of music? Like,
well, this and that.
Okay.
He's more of the country guy and other things and folk, and I do more of the rock stuff.
But acoustic, you don't sing?
I sing, yep.
But
not very well.
Guitars? No band?
It's just the guitar. I do some auxiliary percussion type stuff, and he plays the guitar like a fiend.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it's just a two-piece. It's really scaled back.
What do you call yourselves?
It's just Dennis and Craig. Craig and Dennis, depending on how you want to look
like
at
what,
it.
Like, give us one guy that
a bunch
song
of guys
you would
France.
Do like.
Right.
You know,
oh,
like
it's
Neil
all
Diamond?
It's all over the place. Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah, we can do stuff like that. Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, it's everywhere.
That's cool.
And where is this going to be?
In Dundas.
Oh, it's Dundas.
Yep. At Rocky and Tara's Nuthouse.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
Is that where his wedding was?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all where right. we had the reception.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good time.
You know what they need?
Got a little lost.
The county or they need to put a sign because the last road you take to go into Dundas.
Is this
there's,
big?
There's no, I don't think there is one. Remember,
if there is, it's
because we're doing GCS and it's like there's no sign to
it's
say.
It's a little green sign above
is there?
This size.
Okay. You got to look for it.
We got lost.
Because that's a great facility. Love it.
Oh, it is fantastic. Yeah. If you book an event there. Yeah,
I've been there.
They're fantastic.
I've been there twice.
Okay.
For your wedding, and then I was halfway home, and John forgot his keys, so I had to go back.
Oh, you have to really go there.
Is that when you got the ticket?
No, it wasn't my keys.
That's how.
What was it?
Your phone. Credit card.
Oh, you left your
same
credit card.
Difference.
Yeah.
That's why I went back. It would have been It would have been his phone. I would have been like, have somebody bring it back. But
because
you don't want to leave a credit card open at a bar.
Because you know who knew that I probably left it there was one of your Friday morning partner who can't be here today.
Was that right?
Because there's been times where all of a sudden I see a pizza order that I did not order when I leave the credit card open
totally,
or we have our events.
Well, I'll be dipped.
I did the U-turn because an open credit card at a bar is not a good idea.
Yeah.
No.
So anyway, so we saved John hundreds of dollars by turning around and coming back to your
wedding. So much for open bar, guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Crying out loud.
I know.
I got to talk to the guy who got married that day.
I know, right? Man.
That's a fun wedding.
So it was a very fun wedding.
Thank you.
But I'm excited about that. I just think it's awesome that you love what you do so much that it's like you'd go with these other. I think that's odd. I mean, I'd love to see your acoustic stuff.
Thank you.
And love to see that other band.
It's fun. It's really, really laid back, though. It's really stripped down.
Right.
So you have to just give into that. And it just
sounds great.
It's a different atmosphere altogether.
Wow.
But yeah,
and that's Sunday at what time?
I think it's 2 to 6.
Okay.
That says
a lot about you that you can go from the glam band where you are high energy for 3.5 hours nonstop, jumping around stage to playing an acoustic guitar and just doing some chill laid back from 2 to 6 in the afternoon.
He's the chill laid back guy. I'm the guy that's bringing the energy, it seems like. But because it is
I
just two
that.
Guys, sometimes it's more animated, actually. So, it's counterintuitive, but yeah.
I want to go see that. I can't go this Sunday, but, you guys must play
I
often?
I think it'd be awesome.
Do you play?
We have, I think, one more on the books for August or something
that. Just let us know. I want to come to that. Okay.
Fantastic.
All right, what else is going on?
Yeah, what else is going on?
You are.
I know. How much time I got, Amanda, for the break? 30 seconds. We're going to find out what's going on.
Quick, what's going on?
In about a minute and 30 seconds.
Here's the sun comes up before the rain hits, right?
I got to ask you one quick question, though.
Yes.
You have 10 seconds. Who do you listen to?
Who do I listen to?
Yeah.
I listen to Tony Bennett a lot.
Oh, wow. Love that.
The answer was Mine Own the Mayor.
All right.
We're going to talk about musically speaking.
I know, but it's... Okay, be honest with me, though.
Yeah.
Totally honest.
Yeah.
Am I tone deaf?
No, John, you got passion, brother. You bring it.
You should have said you got passion. Don't say yes.
Just let him speak.
Do you have kids?
Jim,
let me tell you how to answer to a kid.
Hey, guys, in a quick break, Dennis Peters Glam Band, right after this.
Okay. Big,
for
but
you, the
whatever.
You give them and the thing and have a perform.
Yeah.
Destiny. I like your music, Amanda.
I try.
Yeah, it's good music.
What is she implying by this song, though? Bad company?
I know.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Does it have anything to do with the poll? Or
it might have something to do with the squabble.
Something to do with that we're not talking about your age?
How are we doing on the poll? Who looks older or... Maybe not even that. It would be more of how old would you think we were if you didn't know how old me and the mayor were?
If we weren't live streaming.
Yeah.
It's still the same.
Still the same?
We got that one text we won't speak of, Terry.
Nah, the 75, 70, no.
Come on.
And then the 55s.
Okay,
so
okay, okay.
If bring in your guesses. Text us. Comment.
Yeah. I got a text from a good friend of mine. Your talents are many, but yes, you are tone deaf.
Come on now.
Yeah.
No.
And see, in my mind,
good
friends, I would listen to me.
Yeah, that's what tone deaf people do.
Yeah.
You're in a little bit of your world when you sing, and that's okay. We just don't. It's okay. One of my kids is tone deaf, and we're taking piano lessons, and she was, I don't know, 4 or 5, and we're playing the piano, and she's like singing off key. I'm looking at the teacher, and I'm like, you know, either your piano's off or my kid's off. But she's a great kid, but she just. You know,
Kidzov sounds like a Russian name.
It does. I like that. Anyway. Almost as popular as Berserker. Would you like to make some Berserker from the movie Clerks?
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So we have a musical guest coming at 8:30.
Yeah.
Oh, a terrible movie, but funny
soundtrack
movie.
Soundtrack was great.
Soundtrack was awesome.
Yeah.
For Clerks?
Yeah. Remember Clerks?
It's not that bad a movie.
Well, it's not a great. I mean, it's.
I mean, is anyone's first movie really that good?
Yeah.
What does Rotten Tomatoes have to say about it?
Oh.
I think they did okay with it. Yeah. Because it was so off the wall. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see it.
I didn't think so. What else going on?
It's not your flavor.
What's that?
I can't believe how many movies people watch. People, that must be a big industry.
It must be. Not as big as it used to be.
I want to go see that movie, Bike Riders. Have you seen Bike Riders, the previews for that? That looks good. About the start of motorcycle gang type things.
Oh,
it
nice.
Yeah, it looks really good. It was that one guy. I like him. He played Elvis in the Elvis movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a good movie, by the way.
Then he was in that fantastic series, Masters of the Air, I think it was, but the pilots in World War II.
Oh, sure.
He's nice. That guy. I think he used to hang out with Aaron Rodgers a little bit.
Austin Butler?
Is that his name?
For the new Elvis movie that came out a few
years ago. Yeah. But I think he used to come to Packer games. I think he hung out with Rodgers.
Oh, cool. That's right.
But
that's
he's
right.
Big time, huge now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you watch that Elvis movie?
I did. I saw it at the Chilton Drive-In Theater.
Oh, no kidding.
Don't you know?
They still got a drive-in in Chilton?
They do. It's in the what used to be, is it the Walmart? Not the Walmart, but it's right on the main drag there.
It's right on the main drag. The back of the screen faces the highway. I've been by there.
Everywhere else. It faces east as opposed to west. Yeah. Which is, so if you have a late sunset like this time of year, happy summer, everybody.
Wow. I love drive-ins, man. Drive-ins.
I do too.
But you know what? It'd be more fun if you could just sleep there. You know what I mean? It's like, second movie's over. Just push the seat back and go to sleep versus, now you got to drive. And
it's hard to watch movies nowadays because they're all, in an outdoor theater because they're kid-oriented. They're family-oriented.
Yeah, they all totally.
You know, it's like,
Yeah.
You know, so I get it about the snooze part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, been there.
You're just going to have to go to like an exclusive campground where they do the outdoor movies. Yeah, and then you just ride your little golf cart back to the
tent. How exclusive are you talking there?
Yeah, there, man. What kind of little places do you go?
Oh, there was this place in Lodi and down near Madison.
Stuck in Lodi again. Can you imagine if you're from Lodi and you say where you're from Lodi? Oh, Lord, I'm stuck in Lodi again. Every single time.
All the time.
Every time.
Yes. There's some actors that... Just they're known for one line, and how sickening does that get?
Even people with their
Did
names.
Did I do that? You know,
right?
Like,
right.
Remember every time with Murphy, if somebody comes, and what's your what's Amanda? Yeah. Amanda, right. You know what I mean? No matter who it is,
right?
And sure, and he goes, oh, anybody ever say? It's like, every day of my life.
Does anybody ever say that? It's like,
so original.
10 times a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I find a nickel for every time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'd have 2 dimes.
Yeah. Or Jolene. Remember Dolly Parton, Jolene?
Yeah.
Jolene.
Great song.
Jolene.
Coat of Many Colors.
Remember that?
Wasn't that just voted like one of the best songs?
It is.
Oh, really?
But it is, though.
I mean, it is a great song, but I think it actually just won an award for like one of like most popular or like the best song there. I'm going to have to look
it up. Cool.
Well, it's right up there with Stairway to Heaven, eh?
What would be your all-time favorite song? Like, your go-to song, you get to listen to one last song.
Boy, that's a tough one.
Mine is Roll Me Away, Bob Seger.
Nice.
In fact,
nice.
I even want that on my funeral as I roll my thing up. Mm. I want that playing.
I would say...
Oof, that's a tough one.
Either...
I don't have
Elton John, because he was big when we were in high school. Yeah. Saturday or Bitch Is Back. One of those two.
Wow. Oh, wow.
No, really. I'm serious. Right. Those were good.
Both energetic songs.
Well, we played those.
Didn't expect that.
No, me neither.
All the time. Well, I mean, I have like the, Edelweiss would be my favorite of all time.
Nice. Nice touch.
Sound of Music.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
There you go.
Sounds like I don't
know. I got to tell you some funny at one during a break, though. I got to tell you something funny.
Anyway, but the artist, when we grew up pretty much the same time, but there are some great artists. I think Bob Seger, that's a good one. Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah.
He's got some great, great songs.
Sure. So. There's so many.
Born in the USA would probably be way, way high up there.
Yeah,
for
me too, actually.
Being the Patriots that we are.
That would be very high. Actually, though, the other Springsteen song.
The other Springsteen? That's what I thought he was going to say.
I can't think of it.
Who's that other Springsteen?
Girls comb their hair in the rearview mirrors and the boys try to look so hard. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Born to Run?
No.
Born? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, not Born in the USA.
Born to Run.
Born to Run.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Born to Run.
Yeah.
Yes. So I thought you said Born in the USA. Could be the patriotic.
I did.
Oh, okay. But he's Born to Run is the one I love.
That's a great song.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great
phenomenal song. But I mean, I love songs that have like a couple, even a couple good lyrics. Because that one,
right?
Girls comb their hair in the rearview mirrors, and the boys try to look so hard.
Sure.
Everybody remembers that in like high school.
Yeah,
I someplace.
Mean, I agree. I think that people's favorite music may harken back to high school, college. You kind of were studying a little bit more. Maybe music wasn't as thing. Grade school, you didn't really know.
That's fair. Yeah.
But I would think that if you ask somebody what their favorite song was, my guess is it's going to come out of those 4 years they were in high school. But I don't know that.
Junior high and high school.
Yeah,
you bet.
That's
absolutely.
What music
it made
was,
such an impact on music.
Didn't it? And you were driving around in your whatever you drove and just blaring the music.
I agree.
It was. Those were good times.
Yeah. Every time a song comes on from that era, you,
totally.
You get a picture in your head of where you were, or what you're doing or whatever.
I remember the first song I ever heard on the radio, I think it was Bus Stop from the Hollies.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Really? I was like, man, I just loved it.
It was on
AM radio. AM was the king back in the
day. Oh, my God. And that's what we're talking about. WLS in Chicago with Chris Eric Stevens, this guy from my hometown, who was like this huge announcer. Uh-huh. I mean, just phenomenal, huge announcer. They were the big-time celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a big-time disc jockey was as big as whoever's in Hollywood type thing with their fans. It was
Except
incredible.
For mine, those days are pretty much over.
Yeah.
I know. I know.
We're hanging on. We're hanging on.
Hi, everybody. Hey, welcome back here. 97.9 FM WGBW downtown Green Bay. What is going on out there heading to the weekend? We got Dennis from the Glam Band.
Hey, everybody. Happy weekend to you all. Man.
Absolutely.
You.
Dennis, where are you going to be this weekend? Rocking the house in Dundas.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'll see y'all in Dundas on Sunday afternoon.
Listen to Brad. Take your slice.
Did you hear that? That was one of his things. Amanda found some of his things. Hey, coming up, Brad. I'd like to grab a slice. Hey.
I'd like to make it with you. We
got to come up with some phrases like that. We got Dennis.
Right.
You got to help us come up.
All right,
with
we'll
some.
Come up with some
actually, catchphrase. You put it on a T-shirt. People will buy
if
it.
If anybody can text us a catchphrase, we should use.
We're creative.
We will give you a. Do we have any of the Heights hats left? I think we do. We got some cool prize packages.
Right now,
we
broken arrows in my head.
Broken arrow.
That's in my head right now.
Oh man, we get to our quick break. Dennis and the Glam Band. Back after this.
The boss.
It's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
Such passion.
Such passion.
The boss in person, fairly up close, is one of the greatest musical events you could ever see in your life. I mean, you want to talk about somebody that brings it 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Just like you do from the moment he never phones in a song, never takes one night off. I mean, that he is something special.
You know, people,
and I think it's worn him down now.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But he still plays 3.5-hour shows.
I know.
That's insane.
But he had to take some time off for some medical issues or whatever, or physical issues. Or
jeepers. I mean, people rail on Bon Jovi, but Bon Jovi got the work ethic. You know, from that. They're from the same area.
New Jersey.
And whatnot. And those guys like to play 3.5-hour shows. What do you think? His voice is toast singing that stuff.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
You know? But it's not easy to be
cheesy. People can tell when they're
phoning it in. Well, you say that from the Carlton.
Oh,
or
I
certain
do.
People
you
that
can tell
like,
that they come out there, and then people be like, "Okay." And you know, back then I was 25 years ago. It's still wasn't worth $50, or you know, now these concerts are $200 and more. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know who else did that one time was Ray Charles. You know, God bless him, but I guess he was mad at the PMI guys for something, Loden, or didn't get the right M&Ms. You know, you guys are divas.
Listen to that.
And
UDLS.
He just.
Okay.
Hey, not all writers are that bad.
No, but can I? Okay. Of all the things you'd come up with, Ray Charles didn't like the M&Ms.
I was trying to say.
I'm just throwing that out there.
I want to say that we talked about divas and we talked about M&Ms, picking out the blue ones
or
something. That's
an off-color joke at two times two.
Okay.
Before you get too far into that.
I didn't even know I said that.
Yeah, you did.
John, I didn't even know.
Okay.
All right. Okay, before you get too far.
Okay, whatever.
Hang on.
All right.
Before you get too far into it.
I'm done. Dennis.
The reason they put that on the rider was to make sure that it was completed and yep. read.
That's right. That's
they
right.
do ridiculous yeah. things like
yeah.
that a lot.
Yeah.
Also, before we talk to Hannah, who is on the phone right, right. now, Andy has a question for Dennis. Is there one particular song that the glam band plays that he looks forward to every show?
I always say the next one. You know, the one you're into and the one you're going to do next.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You got to be in
and
the moment.
And you really mean that, huh?
Yeah, I think oh, you
without,
do.
Without a doubt. You got to be in the moment. Yeah. I'm a sucker for ballads. I love emotion. I love passion and, you know, passionate songs, things of that nature. But in the moment, man.
So you don't have a major song and it's like, okay, I'm over the summit. That I'm the rest of the show is downhill. You just keep building and building for the next song. Just, I sense that. I mean, I've seen your show.
I view it as a marathon, not a sprint. But I feel like I'm running as fast as I can during the marathon. That's what I
Absolutely.
Feel like. You know,
good stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So thanks
okay.
for the question. I appreciate that.
Introduce our very special guest.
Hannah, are you with us?
I am here.
I thought you were Hannah. I'm sorry. That's a
that's a Dennis joke.
He's trying.
Yeah, Dad, Dennis, yeah, all the yeah. same time.
Joe's from Smartmouth on the phone, I should say. In the house, but she's on the phone.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us
you
today.
You sound great,
I wish
Hannah.
I was in the house. You guys sound like you're having a great time.
We always are. That's the joy of the fun and fun of the show here.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
So I heard that you were playing next week, so I wanted to get you, in at least on the radio to talk a little bit about that. But let's find out a little bit more about the band Smartmouth. I know we've played a couple shows together over the years, and it's so much fun because the stuff that you do is totally different, high energy. You know, I would say what it's pretty much anything from 2000 to today type music. So if you could just give us a little description of who the band is and what they would envision, you know, if they were to come
and
to
you. How you came up with the name.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. I'll start with who we are. So we are the iconic 2000s to current jams. So like if you were in your car listening to the radio, I always say this in the 2000s, like when I was going to high school with my parents, that's how we connect with the music. So anybody who is from my age to my parents' age, like you've heard it, you love it. It'll bring back memories. But we do like a lot of Kelly Clarkson, Avril Lavigne, Black Eyed Peas,
yeah.
Britney
mm-hmm.
Spears. Pink, everybody loves Pink.
And you guys
so
really nail
stuff
that stuff
like
too.
That.
You really do. I mean, when you said Kelly Clarkson, it's like, as I hear your talking voice, it sounds very similar to Kelly Clarkson's talking voice, speaking voice. Did you know that?
I did not actually, but
I kid
the thing
you not.
Is Ashley is our star. Ashley's our lead singer, and she absolutely crushes the Kelly Clarkson.
I'm just
I'm
saying.
I'm just there to fill in all the parts that she can't
oh,
do, and I love my
Stop
role.
Being so yeah. modest, girl. You bring the noise. It's really a there's not a band around that has two female voices, by the way, that I'm aware of. And the way you two play off each other and with each other is just really amazing. And so you have
we
a
love doing it. We actually drive to a lot of the gigs together to figure out, like, are you going to take this part? What are you going to do? That type of stuff. Because
really?
We want it to be fully coordinated. And, yeah. And I come in with, like, all of the background stuff that I think needs to get covered and see where Ashley's going to go and
wow.
kind of figure it out. It's super fun, though.
So you're really in the moment trying to figure that stuff out? That's crazy.
Honestly,
that's musicianship.
Sometimes
wow.
we'll run a few, but I've got a lot of prep work coming into it. So
oh, you'd have to
know, have an idea.
Have mercy. So you're playing tonight in a town south of the border. You playing at the Sundance
yeah,
Saloon?
It's tomorrow.
I'm sorry,
yeah,
tomorrow.
We are going down to Illinois.
Where are wow. you guys based out of, Hannah?
We're a little bit all over. We say our hometown is Waterford, Wisconsin. But,
okay.
Me and Ashley and Jake, our guitar player, are all like greater Milwaukee. And one of our drummers also is in Milwaukee. He lives right down the road from me. And then we have someone in Waukesha. So we're greater Milwaukee.
You could be coming to Green Bay area at all?
Yeah, we're coming up that way quite a few times. Actually, next week, Wednesday, we're playing the Future Nina concert series.
Oh, cool.
Super fun. I love doing midweek shows, like to get people out to kind of have a little fun on a weekday and give people the opportunity to, you know, party. It's summer. We all want to have some cocktails, right?
Nice. Hey, is there anything on YouTube or anything that we could look up real quick and play?
She did give us a couple songs.
Oh, can we do that, Hannah?
Yeah.
Let's right. hear a little bit.
Yeah,
let's
that's totally
this.
Cool.
What if we got Amanda? Do you know what song?
Well, we were talking Kelly Clarkson, so let's
okay.
do Since You've Been Gone.
Yay!
All right. Hannah Jost.
I love that one.
Smartmouth.
Excuse me, it's a day.
Man, I've heard a swing dancer, but that was something different.
Smart Mouth Live.
We got to hear you guys sing, all right?
Here's the thing. We started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. So do we gone? You dedicated, you took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah. So do we gone? And all you'd ever hear me say is how I picture me with you. That's all you'd ever hear me say. Well, since you've been gone, gone, I can't breathe for the first time. So moving on, yeah, yeah. Thanks to you, now I get what I want. Since you've been
is awesome.
How many people on stage?
All of them.
Yeah, I know.
That recording was six. Right now we're at a five piece, so two female front leads.
Yeah,
that sounded fantastic.
Yeah, you bring a lot of music. That is great.
The pull of stuff off live, the energy that you have, and you guys. I don't know if you could see that, but you're all skipping and running and jumping, and while you're doing Kelly Clarkson and whatnot. I mean, that's skill. I don't know how y'all do it.
Oh yeah. I like to say my role in the group is the hype man. So I'm keeping the energy up on stage, making sure everybody's in the moment, as you guys were talking about when right before I came on.
Is that your voice though, Hannah, the main Kelly Clarkson sounding voice?
No, that's Ashley. So I do all the harmonies on that one.
Okay.
But I do sing lead on quite a few songs. I sing lead on Mr. Brightside,
nice.
Skater Boy by Avril Lavigne. And then I do all of our rapping except for one song.
You got so rap. You do rapping.
Dog. Yeah.
Oh, we got to hear some of that.
Wow. The only time I rap is ever.
Can you break a little off just a cappella right here, right now?
I don't know. I like to say that I am. I don't really consider myself a musician. I just happen to be in a band.
Sure. That's fair because I say the same thing. You know, they say that singers aren't musicians. That's an old Oasis joke for those keeping score at home.
Okay.
So, Hannah, who do you, you play a lot from the 2000s. Anybody you follow or that's been kind of an inspiration?
For me, this is going to sound super weird. I love Fall Out Boy, and I just love Pete Wentz because I really am. I went to see Fall Out Boy when they played at the Pfizer this year, and he said, make the world a weirder place. And that's kind of my energy in my day-to-day life and on stage.
I think that's awesome.
Right.
How cool that must that be? I mean, like, if I were a singer and I was doing people from, like, my era, you know, it'd be like doing Bob Seger and whatever. Okay. And here you are doing all the people you listened to in high school, and you've got the opportunity to do exactly, and obviously a smaller scale, whatever, but you're basically up there jamming to what you were probably riding along and singing to in your mom's car back a few years ago. True?
100%. And I introduced one of our songs, and it's like, I used to sing this in that guy, the bass player's basement, growing up when I was about 11 years old.
And now you're getting paid to do it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Cool.
Yeah, we really, like, the concept of the band, like, was that we want to give millennials an outlet of live music that's their music.
Good luck. You know,
we got to keep the band, the cover band scene going.
And you have to use technology in a lot of ways to do that too. I don't get into too much detail on that, but it's not easy to recreate in a lot of ways that type of energy and that type of music, simply because technology's taken over in a lot of different ways and whatnot. But the way you all pull that off is really amazing, and it's really tight. And there's a lot of prep involved with that behind the scenes that you don't see people when they play live. It's just a different animal altogether.
Yeah. Well, for sure. You really gotta, like, shout out our guitar player Jake. He manages all of our tracks and all that stuff, and he spends so much time in Ableton putting all that together.
All right, can you explain that to the layperson? You're going to be talking to people here that don't understand what you just said. We're talking Trax and Ableton and whatnot. It's the technology. Can you kind of briefly touch on that?
Yeah, I mean, you see, we're a 5-piece band. That's a lot of people up there, but we don't have a keyboard player, so it's kind of that role, we would say.
Wow.
Or the other 6 guitars that are in Fall Out Boy.
There's a lot of music, a lot of different sounds and different
mixing
and different things into those songs that you can't duplicate those things live. You just can't with a newer style of music.
Okay, we're gonna have to send it to a break in 2 minutes, Hannah. But do you have another one, Amanda? We have another song. We're going to queue up and play this one into the break. Hannah Jost from Smart Mouth. What do you have there, man? You good to go?
We got So What, which is a Pink song.
Okay.
For those of you who don't
know. So What? All right, here we go. Hannah Jost, Smart Mouth. Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here. Wrapping up on a Friday. Hannah Jost from Smart Mouth. You guys got it rocking. You sound fantastic.
Did she explain the name?
Not yet.
Oh, I want to hear that.
Oh, all right. So Smart Mouth. So we really didn't have a name. So we were all, the 6 of us were sitting in a basement all together, my dad's basement. And, you know, I was a kid. I grew up there and we had all kind of wrote down some names. We had some like YOLO or FOMO. We were really having a hard time and we had some good ideas and we were like, I don't know. None of us were in love with it. And then all of a sudden our male singer of the band, and he's kind of what we formed the band around at first. He's like, wouldn't it be funny if we like named it something like in the room, like Lamp? And then he turned around to my game shelf in the basement. And he's like, or Smart Mouth? And we all just looked at each other.
That's cool.
And there's a board game called Smart Mouth. So that's how we became Smart Mouth.
Isn't that crazy how some bands are named?
And a lot of things in life are like that.
Yeah.
I mean, businesses, sure. Names, just a song comes up with. That's a cool story. I like that.
I love that story.
Watch out for the trademarks. Just saying. you might get a letter. You might get a cease and desist. It's happened to local bands.
I get a lot of emails or text messages from friends. There's Smart Mouth mouthwash.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Love it. So when are you guys going to be up in Green Bay? Do you have their schedule?
I do.
You're
playing next Wednesday, the 26th at Shattuck Park in Neenah. It's a beautiful park.
Right.
6 to 8 o'clock. It's the Future Neenah Evening Concert Series. That's going to be hosted by Future Neenah and Caribbean Taste, etc.
That's a good organization, that Future Neenah. That's like Nina's
got it going on.
They do. We love when the these organizations, you know, you got the infrastructure, but they really put put the programming in. And that Future Nina, they know what they're doing down there.
It's
great.
A lot of work and great people.
I know.
There.
Yeah.
And the host of music series during, you know, all summer long is not an easy task.
No.
Oh. You know, and it's great that they're doing
dealing
this.
Dealing with musicians? Wow.
Right. You got these divas. So, yeah.
Dealing with musicians is a lot easier.
Especially when they make it to the
hall.
Big time.
Right.
The exactly. Mayor can speak to this. Dealing with musicians is easier than dealing with City Hall.
Oh, that is true. You know. But you guys, these award-winning guys, they get, don't you think, John, they change a little bit when they get these accolades?
Dennis has.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
that's what I'm saying.
Changed
Smart
a
Mouth
lot.
Has too.
Shows up a little bit late.
Smart Mouth too. I mean, you guys were.
He's by the way, just so you know, he's wearing one of your t-shirts.
He is.
Dennis, you got him?
I'm oh, yeah, he's it. Wearing it.
Are you watching online? Can you see it online?
I'll have to tune in right after.
All right. Okay. All right. No, he's.
That's enough flexing.
Okay, thank you, Dennis.
You're taking away attention from them.
Yes.
I was about to pass out there. Holy wow.
Those are cool t-shirts.
You should take the sleeves off.
Oh, yeah, that'll be next.
I should have. I should have, but you know how it is.
You know what kind of t-shirt I'd like to invent?
What's that?
Invent. Who invents a t-shirt?
I mean, today, you know what today is? Do you know what today is?
Not Taco Tuesday.
National T-shirt Day.
It is it now.
Today is National T-shirt Day. It is too.
Hannah, this stuff happens on the radio. You may have not
but
heard the show yet.
Here's what I want to invent.
This stuff happens.
Hannah, think about this. You know how all the guitar players and everybody like that, what, Amanda?
It's not national. It's international.
International T-shirt Day.
And it was yesterday.
Yeah. So, but overseas, yesterday is today for us.
Okay, all right, so we're in a different... Okay,
yeah, it's time in, zone like, things. Yeah,
our overseas listeners are jumping down
right,
in joy.
Just, yes. Okay, yes.
He's
right.
Right. Far out.
Hannah, ignore them. Are you still listening to me, Hannah?
I gotcha.
Okay, good.
So you know every guy in a band, they got to have their arms just covered in tats and whatever? Okay.
Yes.
And a lot of the girls too. So here's why I went. But a lot of people don't want to actually get all the tats, but they still want to have that cred, right? So I'm going to invent a long sleeve T-shirt, okay, where the sleeve parts are flesh colored and covered in tats.
Guess what? I've got one.
They exist.
They exist.
Shut up.
Yeah, those definitely exist.
Just like the M&M commercial.
Oh,
they do exist.
My God.
I wear one when it's cold.
I did not know that.
I wear them when it's cold sometimes for like Packer games and stuff to keep a little extra heat in.
And Hannah just said they definitely exist. So you got three people that know
they
that
do
industry.
Exist.
Hannah was so impressed with me up until that, I think.
Just like Santa Claus.
I think we're in an age. We're showing
don't
our
do
age
that.
Here.
We got in trouble that time.
Santa.
Did you hear that story here?
I remember the story.
Don't talk about that, no. Okay.
When Jim said he went to Santa's funeral on the air.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, did we get some upset people driving their kids to kindergarten?
It's on the screen.
Hannah, just for the record, this guy who was absolutely my favorite, I went to a Santa Claus's Pancakes and Santa or whatever it was with my kids when they were very little, 4 or 5. And this guy... I'm Mr. Christmas, was the Santa. I mean, it was ages, pot belly, just the original beard. And I was like, man, I will pay you anything to come to my house. And I had him for years. And then when I got elected mayor, I kicked the other guy, Santa, out and brought him in for the holiday parade to be on the last float, you know, with the reindeer. Anyway, he
I know who you're talking about.
And he passed away. And I would go to his house to give him like some gifts. I would be nervous. He'd be sitting at the table with his little suspenders on. And I'd be like...
Like you're dealing with the real guy.
I don't even know his name. I call him Santa. Santa, okay, this is for this. And I'd be like, you know, were you a good boy, Jim? And I tried. Anyway, love the guy for, I don't know, probably 15, 20 years, right?
Things you never say on radio,
but
Jim.
Then he died, and I went to his funeral, and I should have said
Santa's
that.
Santa's funeral.
I should have said that.
That was not something you should have said on the air at the time.
Yes.
All right, just saying.
That's how this whole thing happened, Hannah, but back to you.
Yeah.
You know, in Milwaukee, there's a man who looks like Santa, and he embraces it, and his license plate is Santa.
I've seen
that. Isn't
that
cool? Love that.
I see him all the time.
Hey, we got to go through your schedule here. We want to find out more when you're around this area. Dennis?
I found one. This is interesting. You guys are playing in my old backyard, basically. On July 26th, you are at Almond Lions Tater Toot. That's a Friday night on July 26th from 8 to midnight.
Where's that?
Almond.
Oh, the town of Almond.
Yeah.
Almond Bancroft?
Yes.
Almond Bancroft High School.
See, I grew up in Wild Rose, Hannah, which is Almond is like 20 miles northwest of
it. I know where Wild Rose is. We have a family cabin there.
Oh, it's nothing.
Oh, my God.
Evergreen? Campsites or?
No, we're on Long Lake.
Oh, nice. That's a beautiful area there, by the way.
Very nice.
Yeah. That's really close. It's about 20 minutes away from Long Lake, just so you know.
If your folks aren't using it some weekend, could Jim and I use it?
That John,
we actually have done a really cool thing over like a holiday weekend for Smart Mouth is we'll go and we'll have two shows up north and we'll stay at my family's cabin the night between.
How cool is that?
Now that's cool.
Oh, does that sound awesome?
So line that up. You're 20 minutes away.
Yes, that's phenomenal.
So wow. Yeah,
oh, that was so fun. We posted some cool videos on our Facebook back when that happened, of us like performing on the boat together. Just like brought a guitar and all the singers were there. Our drummer was playing on a cooler. It was super fun.
That's awesome.
Just got one little thing before we wrap it up because we have about 30 seconds. But you're gonna love it there. It's the people come alive as soon as it gets dark. So, you know, you have to win them over when it gets dark. Otherwise, it's just one of those things. People are small town, you know, they're kind of slower to come around. But you'll get them. And as soon as it's over, it's going to be a deserted town. As soon as you're done, everybody leaves. It's crazy.
Keep that in mind. We're going to promote that down the road for those concerts.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'd like to have
you
back.
We got to wrap it up. Hannah, you've been fantastic. Love your band, Smart Mouth. Another great job, my friend Dennis.
Wearing the shirt, representing Smart Mouth.
Yes.